This is Passport to Texas. Each year, a species of invasive aquatic mussels called zebra mussels have crept further south toward Texas. Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Manager Brian Van Zee says last year they found zebra mussels for the first time in Lake Texoma on the Oklahoma-Texas border.
Since that time, they've spread pretty much throughout the entire reservoir, and you can find them attached to just about most rocks and hard structures in Lake Texoma now.
Zebra mussels filter small organisms and plankton out of the water for food. So when there are millions of zebra mussels, they can make the lake look pretty clear.
Now, most people will say, well, that's kind of neat. It's a good thing. But actually, it's harmful because it's filtering out the phytoplankton, the zooplankton, out of the water column. And that zooplankton is the basis of the aquatic food chain.
And that means fish may not have enough food to survive. But that's not all.
Another thing that zebra mussels do by increasing the water clarity is that it allows other invasive species, such as hydrilla or something like that, to grow either quicker or in deeper water levels because now you can get more sunlight.
To prevent the further spread of zebra mussels, Van Zee encourages boaters to clean their boats thoroughly each time they take them out of the water. And you can find more information about this topic at PassportToTexas.org. That's our show. We had research and writing help from Gretchen Mahan. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.